I'm Richard Hake on WNYC. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is betting on the lottery to boost the state's coffers. As part of his budget proposal this year, he's calling for an expansion on the quick draw game by allowing smaller lottery vendors to start selling those tickets. According to the governor's office, the move would generate some $24 million a year for the state's education budget. But the proposal is not without its controversy. Matthew Voss is a lecturer in the history department at the City College of New York, and he joins us now. Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
So first describe what quick draw is and how do you play it?
Quick draw is a game that you play using a ticket. First, you choose how many numbers you want to choose between 1 and 10. Let's say you choose 10 numbers, then you pick your 10 numbers on, running from 1 to 80, and then every 4 minutes, 20 winning numbers will appear. And if all 10 of your numbers are among the 20, then you win the top prize. And if one of your numbers is among the 20, then you win a very, very small prize.
So this is sort of like instant gratification. You actually have to sit there and watch this screen. Is it done kind of in a parlor kind of setting, like almost like a bingo game?
It's done in bars. Early on, it was very popular in bowling alleys. And it's expanded to some larger stores. Right now, the restriction is if your store does not sell alcohol to be consumed on the premises, then you have to have at least 2,500 square feet of operating space. So it's sold in larger stores.
And is this a game of any type of skill, or is it completely luck, and how much can you win?
It is completely luck, but it offers the illusion of skill. And one of the things that lottery games are designed to do is to give you opportunities to make various decisions and thereby give you the opportunity to believe that you have some sort of control over the outcome. So quick draw involves several steps. You decide how much to bet. You decide how many numbers to choose. You decide how many drawings you're going to play through. So it gives people a kind of impression that they're making a set of decisions that might affect the outcome. But in the end, it is really, really random luck.
And this is apparently very addictive, according to some critics of it, right?
Absolutely. It tends to addict people. It tends to keep them captivated for very long periods of time. Part of what seems to be at hand is the repetitive nature of play. In some ways, how often you play a given lottery gambling game is prompted by how often it is offered. So when they have a lotto drawing every Wednesday night and every Saturday night, they're indicating to you that you should probably be playing this game twice a week. Or when they do the pick four drawing at noon every day and then at 8 p.m. every day, they're telling you should probably be playing this game twice a day. With Quick Draw, they're offering new numbers and essentially new potential winnings every 4 minutes.
What about the age requirement? I think lifting some of the restrictions would make it easier for younger people to play.
They're trying to allow access into bars for people who are 18 but desire to go into a bar that has a Quick Draw retail location. Right now, if Quick Draw is being sold in a particular bar, then in order to play at that bar, you have to be 21. So this, in effect, becomes an interesting backdoor by which people can enter into bars.
Now, critics of not only Quick Draw, but critics of lotteries in general say that they target minority or poor areas. Is that the case with Quick Draw as well?
Well, the government would say that, you know, we open retail locations where there is demand, and this is just a matter of market demand. But it seems rather clear that the poor are becoming trapped in a lottery lifestyle in many cases. And certainly they know that they have a kind of profile of the habitual player, and that's who Quick Draw and an expansion of Quick Draw is going after. If we can say anybody is going to be hurt by the Quick Draw expansion, it is the habitual gambler, because this is a game for habitual gamblers. People don't casually play Quick Draw. They don't advertise it on TV to a large extent. You don't on a whim decide to play Quick Draw in the way that you might decide to buy a scratch ticket or decide to buy a Mega Millions lottery ticket. You have to know how to play. It's a little bit complicated. And you have to be willing to stand around for a certain period of time in a particular social environment. So they know who their Quick Draw customer is. And as they're trying to grab more revenue, they know that they're digging a bit deeper into the pocket of habitual gamblers, as opposed to trying to expand their customer base and get money from a wider set of people.
Now, how do you think the bankruptcy of off-track betting here in New York City affected the success of Quick Draw and some of the other games?
That's a very good question. It probably enhanced play of quick draw, although I've never seen a study done or I've never gone and studied it myself. It's a very good question because OTB for a lot of people was kind of a hangout. People could congregate there. A lot of senior citizens like to hang out there. And in some cases, you see some of the people that may have previously spent their time at OTB now playing quick draw. But the social environment emerges as being very different. There's very little talking while people play quick draw. And ultimately, there's no sport involved. It's just staring at a set of numbers. Another interesting distinction in thinking about the disappearance of OTB. OTB was in many ways state gambling as a jobs program, right? People worked at OTB, and that's why OTB could never be successful because it had to employ people and give them health benefits and pensions. This is not the case with quick draw.
Okay, Matthew Voss, lecturer in the history department and a public scholar at the Colin Powell Center at the City College of New York. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.